The GAA program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, agus Falchik, Gee, and Tarkum, and Luke Class, Gael, and Shocked in the Show with me, Tom Comack, as always with you here on Wednesday evening. It's just gone 7:20, and Tarklar on Gunohogogging and up. Our main focus tonight is concentrating on the Ulster Under 20 Championship final, and that's Saturday meeting of Donegal and Tyrone. Of course, Tyrone, the reigning champions, and also beaten All Ireland finalists. Donegal appearing in the first final. I've been speaking to both camps, to Donegal manager Sean Barrett, to team captain Luke Gavigan, and players Aaron Doherty and Paul O'Hare. I've been also speaking to the Tyrone captain Anton Fox and to the Tyrone manager Paul Devlin. We'll be speaking to those in a moment, but just to remind you, as always, you can text us on 086 60 25000, and if you're dialing us or texting us from outside the dialing area, it's 00353 86 60 25000. We'd love to hear from you, and as always, remember you can listen back to a podcast of the programme from tomorrow morning on www.highlandradio.com. And we're also, of course, you can hear a podcast of the programme on the Highland Radio app. Indeed, you can listen to us both to both programmes live. And I know we've quite a many listeners right around the world who tune in every week. So, as I say, a bumper programme, and we're looking forward to an Ulster Under-20 Championship final, Donegal versus Tyrone. That's in Clonus on Sunday. And, of course, we'll have live action with Jeremy Doherty and Gary McDade from St. Chernock's Park on that one. But as I said, I've been speaking to both camps, and first we hear from the Tyrone captain, Anton Fox.
Well, Anton, first of all, captain of Tyrone, looking forward to Saturday, I'm sure.
Yep, we set out at the start of the year that we're going to take game by game, and we set out where we wanted to be, and look, Saturday we're there, and hopefully we can get the result.
Yeah, and surely, given, you know, the fact that you're beaten All-Ireland finalists last year, the reigning champions, you know, the target would have been to get to the final.
Aye, well, you could look at it that way, but we set out, we're going to take it game by game. Started out with Armagh, put that behind us. We went to Antrim, put that behind us. And now we've done a goal on Saturday in Ulster final, and hopefully we can put that behind us.
Mm. Talk to me about Armagh first. Not much in it.
No, weather.
Went extra time, did it?
Extra time, yep. But weather conditions and whatnot wasn't that easy. Same game in Antrim there. But again, Armagh went extra time and just showed the depth in the squad to get over the line, and boys coming on and just getting us the result that we needed.
And then to Antrim as well, surprise winners over Derry. But I think we all sat back and said maybe this was not as big a surprise as it appeared at the time.
No surprise at all. You've seen the size, you see the physicality of Antrim and the size of them, that they weren't no walkovers against Derry. And you seen there on Saturday that the game could have went either way at one stage. Only we came out the second half and just give it our all.
As we said, you're the defending champions, beaten All-Ireland finalists. The championship last year was played at a much, shall we say, better time of the year in terms of weather conditions and everything. I think you played your All-Ireland final in July sometime. So what do you think of the move to this time of the year?
Look, last year it gave the players a chance to showcase themselves maybe in the summertime football, but the football this year is just dogged and just who can dig it out the most and who wants it just.
Yeah, and of course you were one of a good few survivors. I was just looking at the main spine of the team. You were centre back last year as well. You know, the full back line, Derek Hanavan was there as well. That full centre of the park is still there.
Aye, the full centre's there, but look, it means nothing. Last year's history, and we're here to make our own history this year, and hopefully we can do it Saturday.
Mm. And tell me, Donegal, your opponents, you a little surprised that they've made it?
Oh, not a chance. Donegal, we played them in the under-17 All-Ireland, first round, and we only beat them by a point.
That's the year you won All-Ireland.
That's the year we won All-Ireland, we only beat them by a point, and it was the toughest opponent the whole year. So, again this year, it was the final, they'd probably be the toughest.
Most people were looking at Monaghan though, probably, and thinking.
Aye, people thought Monaghan were the favourites, but look, Donegal grounded out, and they're there on Saturday, and that's who we're going to face. Mm.
And do you know much about them, other have you haven't got to see them or anything, obviously? Or
no, we were focusing on ourselves, and whatever we need to do, we don't pass much remarks on them. Mm. Just what we can do and how we can improve in the last game.
Yeah. And tell me, you're probably going to be the favourites going into the game. Is that a concern or a worry that you know that you might, some of your players might take it for granted?
No, we'll not buy much into that, to be honest. We'll just worry about ourselves and do what we have to do to get over the line.
It'll be big to win two in a row.
Look, it'll be good, but some of the players weren't there last year, and it's not two in a row for them, so we're here to make our own history, not live on last year's success.
Mm-hmm. Is it a positive for you, the fact that you've experienced an Ulster final, you know what it's like to be in the dressing room before, and you know what it's like this week before an Ulster final?
Hopefully, me and a few others can bring our last year's success to the group, and hopefully we can help motivate the boys to get over the line just.
And you're not the only member of your family chasing on glory or Ireland glory this weekend either, are you?
No, my sister's playing in All-Ireland semi-final.
Sorry, what's her name?
Mairead, playing in All-Ireland minor semi-final.
Handball.
On Saturday. Which 1 o'clock, I think, so she might be struggling to even see the game.
Yeah, where's the handball?
It's in Brackey in Berra.
Right, so she helicopter or something?
I will have to try and find something to get her over anyway.
Yeah, so looking forward to Saturday.
Aye, looking forward to Saturday.
That's the Tyrone captain, the Tyrone under 20 captain, Anton Fox, speaking to me at the press briefing for the Ulster final in Kelly's Inn in Garvahy last night. I've also been speaking to Donegal players, Aaron Doherty, Paul O'Hare, but first of all, I was speaking to the captain, Luke Gavigan.
Well, Luke, captain of Donegal in an Ulster final, and I suppose a great honour, first of all, for you, and especially from the family you come from, and your father, Luke, obviously an Ulster winner and an All-Ireland under 21 winner.
Yeah, it's a great honour, and it's nice for Dad and my uncle too, would have been on the 92 team, so it's nice for them.
It's Uncle Martin.
Uncle Martin, yeah. So, no, it's nice. It's nice for the family, and it's a great honour.
And tell me, how did it come about? When did Sean Paul tell you, or...?
Well, we were friendly there maybe before Christmas, and he just kind of called me in and asked me would I like to be the captain. I said aye, and that's just kind of, that was the guts of it.
And you've been captain underage teams in their club, I'm sure.
Aye, yeah, between soccer and Gaelic and different things, you've kind of been captain of different teams coming up, and schools teams, stuff like that. But nothing to this extent now, and also the final on Saturday, it's a nice achievement. Mm. Nice achievement.
And of course, you're pretty experienced. You've played under 16 county, a minor as well. And under 20 again last year as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, under 20 the last 2 years. Yeah, so we've had short success probably the whole way up. So it'd be nice now if we could get this one on Saturday then and push on.
I suppose that maybe drives you on more, the fact that you haven't enjoyed all that much success.
I could do, surely, and you know, there's a very good group there. There's a hungry group, and every man's willing to work hard. So SP really drives that into us too. So.
Yeah. And obviously you've worked with SP before as well, in Neely Burn.
Aye, we've had SP in Neely in the minors in 2017, and we'd all have a good time for them, and two good men now.
Yeah. Talk to me about, I suppose, you went through the league, you played your couple of games. Really, I suppose it was all about the championship, wasn't it? And you had Monaghan the first day, a lot of people talking about them as one of the favourites, and you took them down.
Aye, it was probably a good scalp to get for the first game, so it went all the way. We were quite disappointed we didn't get it finished in normal time, and eked on to penalties then, and we got through that. And then down last Saturday then was a big battle too. We were 2 points down after 10 minutes of the second half, playing to a stiff breeze. But we grounded out the one then, and that, and we probably deserved winners on both Saturdays.
Yeah. You're getting the tag of a second half team. I know you were 3 up against Monaghan, but you had played with the Gael, and you were only level last week. Haven't played with the strong wind.
I suppose maybe part of that is we've done a lot of running and stuff like that, and we'd be a very fit team, and you know, there's a lot of heart there to go to the final whistle. You saw that even in the league games. There's a lot of league games we came back at the death and stuff like that. So, you know, we're confident no matter what minute or what time of the game that we can come back and can get the one.
Yeah, a lot of big performances, obviously yourself as centre-half back, you know, Peter McNiff on your right and Kieran Finn on your left and Rory O'Donnell in the middle of the field, Aaron, you know, and obviously Ronan McGeehan has been the hero of the goals.
He has, all them men are playing brilliant and the whole team, the subs coming on too, like Keelan McGuddy and Eric Carr and them and Matthew Duffy made a great difference coming on at the weekend. It takes everyone if you want to win, you know, it's just, that's why you don't have a team of 50, a squad of 15 players, that's why you have a squad of 30 odd, so not everyone really pushes on there.
And tell me, you're playing Tyrone, the reigning champions to reach the All-Ireland last year, they have the backbone of that team again this year.
Aye, they do, yeah. We're trying not to, you know, just focus on ourselves. Mm. We're not going to look too much at them, and we're just going to focus on ourselves now on Saturday.
Did you play against them 3 years ago at under 17, did you? Or 2 years ago when they went on to win the All-Ireland?
No, we were with the minors at, we were with the minors SP at that time, so there was five or six of us maybe that didn't play, and I think they only beat us by a point.
That's right, we're saying that here tonight, yeah.
Yeah, and they went on to win All-Ireland off that, so, no, you can't really take too much from that either, you know, it's a new year, new team and everything like that there.
As we said at the outset, looking forward to it now, and will you make a speech beforehand? Will you write it out or will you just leave it until the last minute?
I don't know. I'm a bit believing writing out speeches and stuff like that there. I might leave that to SP. Let the play and do the talking, as the man says.
Yeah. So going in probably as underdogs, but that wouldn't worry you, would it?
No, we've probably been underdogs in the last two games we've played anyway. Underdogs against Monaghan and Down. So, we don't buy into it too much, and we just kind of focus on ourselves, as I said.
Well, Aaron, looking forward to Saturday and an Ulster final.
Yeah, of course we are now. This is where we wanted to be. The start of the year, our aim was to get to the Ulster final because we knew we had the players. We knew we had what it took to get there, and after two tough battles there against Monaghan and Down, we're raring to go now for Saturday.
Yeah, certainly you're road tested well anyway, especially against Monaghan and Down.
Yeah, exactly. We went all the way against Monaghan as far as we could go to penalties, and that'll definitely stand us, I think, because we were through it all, and then against Down again, we were up against it in the second half against the wind, and we pulled it back and just got over the line by 2 points in the end.
You seem to be a second half team. You played with the wind in both games, and what you led Monaghan by 3, but it didn't look enough, and you were only level last Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know what it is now. We seem to play better against the wind. I don't know, is it when we have it, we think we can just kick it in and go for long range points, and it doesn't kind of work, but we seem to be more careful on the ball against the wind and work it through the hands, and I think that suits us more against the wind, so that's what I think.
And what does wins go like that, you know, because you pulled it out of the fire against Monaghan in the second half, and okay, it went to penalties and Ronan made those three fantastic saves, and then last week as well, you know, you were looking down the barrel at half time. What does, you know, wins like that against the odds do for confidence?
Oh, it does a lot for confidence. You know, if you're going out beating teams well, like, you're just kind of going through the motions then, and you're not really prepared for a final. But then when you go through them tough games, and it gives you the confidence, you have the character and you have what it takes, no matter what, like, no matter how much you're losing by, you can always come back.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously Sean Paul Barrett back in this year again, having managed Donegal to a minor title some years ago, obviously he's got something.
I know Sean Paul, he's a great man now. He's a very good manager. He'd be a very good motivator. Like, he'd get you fairly pumped up now going out onto the pitch. And he put us through the paces at training all winter. And it's not too bad now. Like, but you know, he's a great man now. And hopefully now we can get an Ulster title for him now on Saturday.
So he didn't slacken off just because the weather was bad?
No, that's one thing for sure now. He won't slacken off no matter what the weather is out. He'll put us out in it.
The under 20s normally played in the summertime or the last couple of years anyway. What do you make of it being played this time of the year?
Well, I don't know. It's probably, you'd be more enjoyable maybe in the summer, in the warmer days kind of, but I know people have exams and stuff like that in the summer, and it's probably awkward on them, but that's no real difference to me. I just go out and play the game no matter what, really.
You weren't there last year, but Donegal played Tyrone in the league final, suffered a bit of a heavy defeat. What have you heard about Tyrone, this Tyrone team, because quite a few of that team is still back?
Yeah, oh no, we know Tyrone are a top team now. They won the they won the under 17 All Ireland at this age group, and they have a few top players there like Dara Canavan and Tiernan Quinn. So we know we have to be at the top of our game on Saturday and keep them men quiet. We know they'll have a good tight defence and trying to keep us out as much as they can, so we'll have to come with our A game if we have any chance of getting over the line on Saturday.
And of course, I was just checking you're the top scorer, 2-5. A lot of pressure on you to get the scores.
That doesn't really bother me much, as if I get good service, I'll do whatever I can to get the points or to set up another man, as long as the team's doing well and we're winning. That's the main thing for me, and I'll just do whatever it takes to win.
Another Niamh Columba man, obviously looking forward to the final as well. You've kind of come into the team late this year, have you?
Yeah, I kind of came in there. Put me in against Monaghan there in the first round. Didn't really get a run out in the league, but kind of put a big effort in training there, and thankfully they had a bit of faith in me, and hopefully I'm repaying that now.
Yeah, so you've nailed down that left corner back position at this stage.
I'm trying to anyway, but I will see what the team is now. I'd say there could be changes, who knows, but I am doing my best anyway, training. Every man's pushing hard, you know, there's 34 boys there, you know, pushing hard for spots. It's not just 15. So it's good competition for places, and that's good going into a final, you know.
Yeah, and would I be right in thinking that probably you played most of your football as a forward?
I was kind of maybe under 14s, under 16s I would have been a forward, but they're kind of throwing me out the field now, you know. I think Noel Higgerty would be a man to thank for that, but sure, and kind of anywhere they put me, I'll do my best anyway, and that's the main thing. You need to be clued in wherever you are on the field at this level, especially.
What's it like? This is your first experience of county football, is it?
No, well, I was on the minors last year. I was kind of in and out of the team, but it's a big step up now under 20. You know, they would play Monaghan there. It was only my 18th birthday, so I have two more years left, hopefully, at this age group. But you know, it's all about Saturday here now. You know, we have a good team there, and we know Tyrone's going to be a big battle, but hopefully we'll be ready for it.
And what's the crack and what's the buzz like around Glenn, Noel Higgerty and John Joe and boys, Paddy Higgerty and boys like that, giving you any advice?
They're trying to anyway, but I suppose, I don't know, will you take it on board or not? Well, the buzz is good. You know, there's five Glenmen on the panel, you know, which is good. Myself, Aaron, Lanty, Eric and Finn. So it's good to have five Glenmen on the panel, so it's hopefully there'll be a good gang up to support us now, and hopefully we'll get over the line.
That's the voice of Paul O'Hare, cornerback on that Donegal team who are facing Tyrone on Saturday in Clonus in that Ulster Under-21 Championship final. Before Paul, we've heard from Aaron Doherty, centre-half forward and top scorer for Donegal, and before that we heard the captain, Luke Gavigan. And just a correction and an apology to Cormac Finn. I mentioned Kieran Finn on Peter McKinley or on Luke Gavigan's right. It's actually Cormac Finn. I was elevating hurler Kieran Finn to the under 20 team. I'm sure Kieran would be delighted to think that he was still only 20, but that's Cormac Finn, of course, of St. Junan's, who is right half back on that team, and certainly one of the top players in that Donegal team who are taking on Tyrone, the reigning champions in that Ulster final on Saturday afternoon. We'll be back in a jiffy.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Cobb Fulcher, Rashka, Gian Clark, and Luke Class, Gael na Shochtan, and our concentration on Saturday's Ulster Under Championship, Under 20 Championship final. Donegal taking on the reigning champions, Tyrone, in that eagerly waited contest in St. Sheernock's Park. Of course, we will have live action from that game on Saturday afternoon with Jim Doherty and Gary McDade. But before the break there, we heard from Paul O'Hare, Aaron Doherty, and Donegal captain as well, Luke Gavigan. But Paul Devlin is the Tyrone manager. He's in his second year in the job, and he's hoping to defend his title that he won for the first time last year.
Well, Paul, reigning champions, beaten All Ireland finalists, I suppose the target was at least at the start of the year, fair to assume, getting back to an Ulster final.
Look, target at the start of the year, yes, nice to Ulster final, but you know, target was the first round, and yes, getting over them hurdle to get there. The lads have put a lot of work in, so they have. I say they're there on Sunday, Saturday, so it is, and they'll be really looking forward to it, you know.
Yeah. Two games played. What's your assessment?
I'm saying the same, and most coaches are saying, making no excuses, you know. The conditions hasn't been great for all lads, so it is, you know. It's been hard to link play and whatnot, so it is, you know. It's flowing football and whatnot, so it is, you know. And look, it's the same for everyone. But we don't know how to do the over line, so we've got the wins to get the final. And you know, again, we have to prove a lot to her for the weekend. I'm sure Donegal will say the same thing themselves, so they will, but say a final's there to be won.
And I suppose when you won it last year, it was the height of the summer, and whatever good weather we had, a drier sod, you know, it's a different kettle of fish now. Does that frame your thinking in terms of team selection, players?
Well, it does. In one sense, it does, surely, to go. Like, and you have to work with the lads you have. And to date, like, we've, in the two games, we've 20 faced 24 lads, so we have, you know, different times in the games. And, you know, I just feel that you'll have to use your group better now at this stage of the year, so you will. You're on the risk of a few lads, you know, getting tired in the game, because a lot of heavier work through the grounds is heavier, so they are, whereas the summertime is more of a spring in all our steps, so there is, you know. But, you know, when you look back last year, for all counties, you went any of them games on the 20 level, they were all super games we were to play in. We had a game against Donegal, and it was the league game, funny enough, up in Brewster Park the same day at Donegal and Fermanagh playing the championship, and a lot of people are thrilled with, so the football's been played by the two teams, you know, real good fast game, really enjoyable, so it was. Yep.
So what do you think of moving the competition to this time of the year?
Look, you know, they're trying to get time for everything, so they are. And you know, you're throwing one thing one place, so you are, and you're throwing it on top of the university's football and the college's football, so you have. You know, you have a lot of club teams starting training now as well, and their demand, looking at their players, so they are. So really, I think it maybe boiled back to some teams, maybe some county teams needing their under-20 players to play for the seniors. And really, you know, it's where it's at, so it is at the minute, so it is. But personally, I do feel it's too early in the year.
Has college interrupted, and, you know, college commitments interrupted your preparations, your team selection, players available, you know?
No. We've worked with them, and we have left it with the lads to, you know, decide themselves how they feel. Are they fit for the games, you know? And never once have we said to a lad, you can't play with any college team or school team, not once. And the only one lad was Tarla Quinn, and he had been with Jordantown early in the year, and he went back to Holy Trinity in Cookstown, which left is in Macquarie, and we never pulled any Macquarie lads at all. We let them play the Macquarie football, so with it. So really, there was no real amosty with anybody at all. They just left the decision to lads and to see how they feel, so it is between everybody, and there's no pulling against anybody. That was the main thing with ourselves.
Yeah, of course, the important thing is that they're playing football, isn't it?
Playing football, look, you can train all you want, but, you know, there's nothing like playing football. Nothing like playing football. That's just all about playing football.
Talk to me about this team. I was just looking through it today. What the backbone, the spine of the team that was there last year, you know, from your goalkeeper right through to your full forward, are still there. That's a great starting base.
Well, Johnny, look, you know, we always carried a lot of lads there who probably had a second year, half of our panel. And it just is, you know, it's only fair to develop the lads. You're naturally going to develop the stronger lads, so it is, and you're going to bring all lads on and try and find all places, lads. You know, last year, Sean O'McAleer and Eddie Clark and Lads Legat coming in, who hadn't played much county football at all at youth level. The year you have Jim McCann, you have Tom Lahar, or Tom Donahue, sorry, MoMA. You know, lads come in there who hadn't played any level at all, and they're really excelling, so they're, you know. And it's to keep them looking all the time. So really, I always talk about the scenario of fine lads, and the most important thing in my role is, you know, off season, keep driving around, keep looking at games, watching games, you know, listen to lads, you know, who you trust to, watching games too as well, to push lads forward and see where they're at, you know. And you know, keeping a good eye on them and see if there's something in them that you can help try and develop and bring on. And like, so far it's been successful enough to ourselves, you know.
Yeah. Many of last year's team and squad, have you?
There's roughly about half of the squad there from last year, 16 or 17, and so there is from last year, so there is.
Yeah, so it's a good turnover. It's a big turnover, anyway.
It's a big turnover. It is, surely. Yep, aye, it is sure to go. You know, and that's the good thing about this. And lads have been patient, waiting on their chance, so they are. And we've told them, you know, every day you go out, the team can be different. You know, it was horses for courses, so it is. And you've seen that so far. And this time of the year, you'll get that.
How was the last week or so of preparations gone?
Grand. You know, the lads are enjoying themselves, so they are. You know, after the game that day, with our bit of a get-to-gas, so a wee bit of pool work and whatnot, so it is, you know. And those lads back to university and schools and work and whatnot. So it is, and they're looking forward to it. Any time you have a final, you're always looking forward to it, you know.
Have you got a look at Donegal at all this year?
Look, we concentrate a lot on ourselves there, so that's the main thing. So it is, you know, there's a good possibility there's going to be a Tyrone Donegal team coming through. At one stage last week, you know, listening to a couple of lads who were at the game saying Donegal were getting it tight, and I thought at that stage maybe down with 20 to go, 15 to go, is going to maybe push through the line. But I say, you know, one thing with Donegal, they're never beat to the end, so they're not. Mm. And you have to be very, very wary of Donegal the whole way through, so you do, you know.
You're going to carry the favourites tag, is that a concern or a worry?
I don't even know what you're talking about, so on. What does favourites mean? What is?
But expected to win.
Expected to win, well, there you are. Well, here, funny enough, if you're talking about Brian McAniff, well, they're a good friend of mine, so a big McAniff will be saying, telling you, by God, Donegal going to beat you, through, man, you know. Oh, it is,
yeah. And have you got everybody, Paul?
Everybody's all round to go. Every single lad's round to go. Yep. Uh-huh. Every lad's up fully fit and ready to go.
That's Paul Devlin, manager of Tyrone Under-20s, getting ready and looking forward to Saturday's Ulster Under-20 final. Of course, Tyrone, the reigning champions, playing Donegal in that final. We'll hear from Donegal manager Sean Paul Barrett, who guided Donegal to Ulster Minor success in 2016. And he's the team back in the final again this year. But just to remind you, once again, you can text us on 086-60-25000. And if you want to text us from the north of Ireland or Ireland or outside, the dialing area is 00353-86-60-25000. Hello, Tom. Cheers, and good luck to Paul Devlin and Tyrone. And don't forget to congratulate the great Mickey Hart on that big win over Dublin. That comes in from William in WG in Oma. I presume it was William, I'm not sure. WG in Oma anyway. So, and of course, we can't forget to congratulate Declan Boner on Donegal's great win against Monaghan in Father Tierney Park on Sunday, on last Sunday as well. So, Northwest side's doing particularly well, but that was a good performance from Tyrone and confounded a few critics along the way. Walter Ash, Gajian Thor, coming to Class Gael. The clock is ticking here on us. And of course, we heard before the break there, Paul Devlin, manager of the Tyrone team, who faced Donegal on Saturday in that Ulster Under 20 Championship final in St. Chernock's Park in Clonus. Sean Paul Barrett, in his first year back as Donegal manager, having managed Donegal at minor level, under 16, under 17 down the years, and with good success, winning an Ulster title in 2016. And he's back at the top table again, chasing another crown.
Well, SP, just a few days out from Saturday's final. When you start out at the start of the year, where was in the target, the goals and the aims, was it to reach the Ulster final in your thinking?
Yeah, listen, Tom, when we started out, I suppose we were looking to build a team, like, you know, to compete in the championship. And I suppose every team starts out and their aim is to be in the final and to win the final. And I suppose we're no different from anybody else.
Yeah. And obviously you had come in fresh news. A lot of these players were new to you, weren't they?
Yeah, they're completely new to me. I had a few of the little players like Luke Gavigan and Aaron Doherty and players like that there, and Andy Malloy, Finn Gallagher, players that would have played for me at minor level. But predominantly, Keenan McGruddy, predominantly they were a new team.
Yeah, and then you got us straight into the league as well, so you had little time to prepare.
Yeah, listen, even at the start, we didn't know if there was going to be a league. And we'd arranged challenge matches, and actually two of the challenge matches we'd arranged were teams that we ended up playing in the league, so we weren't able to play challenge matches. But we were glad to have the league, you know, to maybe give us some kind of a footing or preparation for it. But this competition has been a sprint from the start. My son there, Luke, looks after the minors. And both of us started at the same time. Our teams were starting trials and training at the same time, even though Luke's not out for another in the championship for another 3 months, like, you know. So it just goes to show you how the competition has been looked at.
Yeah, I was speaking to Paul Devlin earlier. He's the Tyrone manager. Like, they won Ulster last year and went all the way to the All-Ireland, and they played it in June and July, like, you know, when the fields are good and dry and the sod is a bit drier.
Yeah, well, that's like, ideally that's when you want to be playing football, summer football. That's when championship football should be played, like, you know. But unfortunately we have no control on that. The powers that be have decided when the competition is. This is the first time the competition has been played at this time of the year. I think they're trying to manipulate it into some kind of a time in the calendar, and I suppose there's a fixtures headache for a lot of a lot of competitions, but this competition was run off, like, we had to deal with Sigerson, Freshers, McLaren, and different competitions, like, and that's the way it has been.
You went straight into the championship. Most people would have looked at your side of the draw and would have said probably Monaghan were the favourite team that won the minor at the corresponding age group a couple of years ago.
Yeah, listen, we knew Monaghan, what they had and what they were going to bring to the table. There's an awful lot of work been done in Monaghan, like, an underage there, and particularly in the last 4 or 5 years, and they've been hugely successful, and that's down to the work they've been doing. We knew, like, they had won the last 2 minor championships, and they were going to bring an awful lot of them players who were going to come through into this team. We knew that there's 4 lads there in with the seniors at the moment there and would have played the McKenna Cup. But that's Monaghan, and we have no control over Monaghan. What we have to do and what we have done from the start is prepare our team to the best as we can. We would have a lot of faith in the young lads in Donegal, and we don't fear anybody.
And obviously great satisfaction in winning that game, and especially in the manner it was won. Okay, you know, it could have gone either way, but you know, you played a bit of the wind in the first half and terrible conditions, only led by 3, and they took over for a while in the second half, and you showed great character, I thought.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the thing that we would be instilling these players right from the start, like, you know, belief in themselves and belief in what they can do and the work rate that they have. You know, they have done an awful lot of work in atrocious conditions since we started. Hail, rain, sleet, snow, thunder, lightning, anything. No matter what the conditions were, we were out training on it. And that was to prepare for days like that there. Like, and thankfully on the day we got the rub of the green and came through.
Yeah, and then against Down last week as well, you've become something of a second half team, haven't you? You know, played with the win in the first half and still were only level at half time.
Yeah, well, listen, last week against Down, again, a huge challenge. We had the elements in the first half and would have been disappointed in how we'd performed. But we rejigged and we talked again at half-time, like, you know, just for the players to settle down, like, and just keep the ball and start controlling the ball and take it and running that down. And we knew, and we kind of instilled in them, like, no matter what happens, like, that we keep going until the final whistle. We knew that the Down were going to come out at us and look to get scores earlier on, and that's the way it had been.
Yeah.
And they scored the first 2 points, and we scored the next one, they scored another one, and we scored again. And it was going to nip and tuck then for the next 15 or 20 minutes then, like, you know. And then in the final stage of the game, we started to push on, and, like, Aaron Doherty was superb in the second half particularly, like, you know, and he scored a fabulous goal that kind of, I suppose, it was the clinching score.
What is, you know, wins like that over Monaghan and over Down, who were a good fancied side as well and had come through a tough opening game against Cavan, who were also a fancied side, what does that do for confidence in a team?
Well, yeah, obviously, like, any team game you come through, players and the team are growing in confidence all the time, and that's the same for us as it is for them. The same for Tyrone, like, you know, the further on you go, the better you get and the more confident you get, and we're no different than anything else. And obviously the lads will have gained a great deal of confidence from the first 2 wins.
Talking, you mentioned Tyrone there, obviously they're your opponents, they're the defending champions, beaten All-Ireland finalists. I was looking at their team today, and really that spine from goalkeeper, fullback, centre half back, one of their midfielders, centre half forward and full forward are all playing, you know, facing into a challenge like that.
Yeah, listen, again, it's a huge challenge for us, you know, not only the team that Tyrone won the under 73 years ago, and apart from getting the All-Ireland final last year, they're a fabulous team, like, you know, a lot of very good players, and they're very physically strong, they're very well conditioned and very well organised. But listen, Tyrone are Tyrone. We can't concern ourselves too much about Tyrone. We have to worry about our own game and getting our players right. And we know that if we do and we bring a performance, then we'll be in the mix in the end.
You've had your injury woes. How is the state of health?
Well, we have 2 fellas injured at the moment. They picked up injuries before the Monaghan game are still out. Aaron Gilhooley and James Kelly are both out. Last week we had a couple of fellas that were sick. We have Cormac Finnis playing for Maynooth Freshers on Thursday night as well, or Thursday afternoon. So, you know, we're just looking to these fellas will come through unscathed, and hopefully they'll be available for selection at the weekend.
Yeah, so that's going to delay your team selection, is it?
Yeah, well, obviously we won't know what until the weekend how our team is and how they are. Like, really, it's been in the last minutes that we have been selecting our team, going by the conditions, by players, every week so far we have had players that are sick and seeing how they respond and see how they recover. And if the first day we're up against Monaghan there, we lost Matthew Duffy. He just said was completely zapped with energy, like, and he just wasn't able to go. But thankfully Matthew's back. He came on last week there and had an excellent game, like, you know. And that's the way. And we have a big panel, and that's why we have a strong panel, like, you know. And we have fully faith in any player that comes in from that panel that will be able to do a job.
Yeah, because you've made changes in every game you've gone, which was 4 or 5 subs.
Yeah, we make changes, like, that's the way the game has gone now anyway, Tom. Like, it's never going to be a team of 15 that's going to win a game. Like, you're going to have to make substitutions, and we were trying to instill in the players, whether you're playing for 1 minute or for 60 minutes, you have to come in and do your best, like, you know, for the team. And thankfully they have done that, like, and they're buying into what we're doing. Obviously there's huge disappointed players that don't start or don't come on, but that's the way that, but we know that there's huge competition at the moment.
You have won a minor Ulster title, you know how to win. What's the good feeling about Saturday?
Well, like, every game you go into, you're looking to win, and that's the way we're going in on Saturday. We're going in to win the game. Obviously Tyrone will have their views on that there, but we're going to, if we bring a performance to it, we'll not be far away.
That's Sean Paul Ballard, manager of the Donegal under 21 team that faced Tyrone in that Ulster under 20 championship final in St. Shernock's Park on Clonus on Saturday afternoon. Hopefully the weather stays like it is at the moment and the pitches dry up and we have a bit of a spectacle on Saturday. But that's about it from me from this week. Just to remind you again, of course, we'll have live commentary on that particular game next week on Saturday afternoon with Dermot Doherty and with Gary McDade. Best of luck to Donegal ladies who are playing Cork on Sunday in the Little Ladies National Football League, and to Donegal Hurlers who are in that Division 3A final against Armagh and Carrickmore on Sunday as well. Also the best of luck to Micheál Naughton, former Donegal manager, of course, who is in action in that, or is in that presidential race at the weekend. So from me, Tom Comack, until next week.